Good morning and welcome to Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, your original hometown hospice, which includes the Pickering House, Hospice of Fairfield County, Hospice of Hocking County, and Hospice of Perry County. The views expressed on today's show are those of the participants and may not reflect the views of the staff and management of WLOH Radio Company. Now, here's your host for Fairhope Hospice Presents, Denise Bauer.
Well, good morning and welcome to our program. We have some great guests here today. First of all, we have Fran Miller, and Fran is here to talk to us about the holiday parade. Good morning, Fran.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Well, I'm always ready to rock and roll.
Good.
And especially this week, and the snow coming down just a little bit. Oh, perfect.
I know. It's been beautiful, hasn't it?
Perfect cold lead-in for a Christmas parade, isn't it?
I know. It looks festive, absolutely. And then we have Rick Schneider, our community education coordinator. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, and I was out at the front of the Pickering House watching the snow come down with the fireplace going, so I agree with Fran.
And we had all the deer in the yard. I understood there were mommy deer, baby deer, you know, it was
Bambi,
nice.
Bambi, the whole family.
Yeah, Bambi, yeah. Everybody was there. And I think Mark Bohack may join us a little bit, too. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
So, well, let's talk to Fran a little bit. I mean, we've had some exciting things with hospice this week, and as we prepare, I know we're going to be part of the holiday parade, and maybe you could tell us a little bit more what we can expect.
Well, it's usually a two-hour parade, but I guarantee you, if you listen to me early in the morning, you will be home in time for kickoff.
All right. Go Bucks.
Because that is the most important moment of the day, is to make sure that the Lancaster Men's Chorus and a few more of them don't jump ship to think they're going to miss the kickoff.
Yeah.
But the parade will take off promptly at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, November 22nd. We always do the parade the Saturday before Thanksgiving. Everybody says, gee, why do you do that? And I simply tell them, I have family coming in from Thanksgiving on, and my life is no longer my own, and I cannot do one more thing. So the parade is huge. We have a wonderful lineup this year. Some of a highlight of things, we're going to have the Chime Master, which is the carillon, which there are only two people in the world that can play this thing.
Wow.
We're going to have a live concert downtown in the square after the parade. So you'll see that actually go through the parade lineup twice. It'll start at the very beginning, and then it will actually follow Santa and park itself downtown.
Oh, how
and
nice.
The lady that's going to play a one-hour program downtown, but it will automatically play for the rest of the afternoon downtown. I thought that would give a little bit of a festive flair for the downtown, because the Lancaster Downtown Group is really trying to do a lot of things for the downtown to make it exciting, you know, and get ready for Winterfest and so on down there.
This wasn't it here last year in the summer or something?
It was at the Lancaster Festival.
That's what
and
it was.
It played out at the festival, and it was just absolutely such a delight. And the young man who has it is Jeff Crook, and he travels all over the United States with it. But he brought it back from, it's been in the South, and he said, I will promise you I will have it back in time for the parade.
Good.
And he did.
And he did, and he is absolutely wonderful for doing it. We do have five units, and they are marked by a color code, and that is kind of important. You will, Denise, your group, you're in Unit 3. So Unit 3 will be getting a hot pink sheet,
Ooh.
And it will say Fairhope Hospice will be number so-and-so in Unit 3.
Right.
That will help out.
A hot pink sheet. I'm just.
You couldn't resist, could you, Mark?
No, I had to jump in on that one.
Well, Unit 1 is lime green. Unit 2 is yellow. Unit 3 is hot pink. Unit 4 is orange. And Unit 5 is blue. Very pale blue. Has no markings for that state up north.
What color are the horse units?
Black and blue and green. Oh, the horse unit's so cute this year and so exciting. I love that horse unit. We're going to have a lot of little minis, and they're going to be having things like they pull the little stage coaches and little wagons and so on.
Cute.
But we're going to have giant horses, too. Standing Stone is bringing in the stagecoach, which that gentleman brings in that particular stagecoach from Orion, Ohio. And he has a long drive ahead of him that morning. Then he, another team of horses, which is called Black Percheons, and they're elegant horses, and they will be pulling the stagecoach. Something I got to tell you about. This is exciting. I got a phone call, and it's amazing how word gets out about Fairfield County being such a neat place to be. This gentleman called me from Attica, Ohio, which is up by Sandusky, up around
there. I've been through there.
And it's a pretty place.
Uh-huh.
This gentleman called and said, can I be in your parade? I have a float I've made that is 473 license plates from the state of Ohio. And these license plates are painted in the form of the American flag. He's done a 50 by 80 float of the American flag. And the sad part of this is these are all to represent in 07 the amount of people who died from the result of drunk driving. Wow. So that's kind of an interesting float.
It is.
And his name is Michael Daniel. He's coming down on Friday. So I don't know whether he will park it somewhere on Memorial Drive or somewhere where everyone can see it. But I'm looking forward to that. That should be very interesting and very different.
Boy, wouldn't it be ironic if he got pulled over for expired tags?
I'll have to ask him about that.
Sure, ask if he ever has, yeah.
We have several entries from the Olivedale group, and they are always so cute. We have the Kitchen Band, and we have the Glad Hatters. We also have the Lovable Llamas. We have all the llamas that the children love. And then we have the Calliope from HER. Our company is the Gorsuch Realty Fairfield Homes is bringing in the Chime Master and the Carillon. I always have to depend on them for a lot of neat things. We have some great school music, too. We have Lancaster High. We have St. Mary's. And we have Fairfield Union.
Good.
So I'm glad to have them.
Great.
And we also have the Circleville Pumpkin Show. That's going to be neat.
Oh, yeah.
Lots and lots of Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. What a good job those kids always do. And then we'll have a 4-H Queens, and we will have the Commodity Queens. They will be here. And I'm looking forward to seeing Fairfield Federal has a neat little car that they've got all painted up, and they're going to bring it in this year. So we've got a lot of different things. And of course, now if anybody knows Lloyd Helper, get one of his boxes, because he'll contain a coupon in there for a free pizza. And I said, if I don't get one of those this year, I'm going to be very sad.
I'm going to tell him to specially deliver that, it.
That's the bad part of being at the white tent at the parade, because when that happens, you know, I never get any of the goodies.
Yeah, I know. You're not a spectator.
No,
then, so.
But I have asked everyone, as a safety measure, please do not throw from a moving vehicle. There's a reason for that. It's a safety issue. The driver of those big vehicles, be it a truck, a van, a float, whatever, they cannot see those little people running out for the Tootsie Roll. There was an unfortunate accident 4 years ago in Newark, Ohio, with a parade where a mother tried to grab her child. The child was safe, but the mother ended up losing her life.
Oh my.
So there is a good reason to ask their walkers to please throw anything you want out into the crowd, but just don't do it from a moving vehicle. Please, please, please.
Wow, that sounds like great safety tips on that, and I know we'll be looking forward to it, and I think we're trying to decide what we're going to actually do with our truck and possible trailer.
Yeah, truck and trailer. We weren't sure how to decorate it.
Well, let me give you some ideas.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Fran, we're ready.
Go to one of our favorite tree farms around and get a 2 or 3 bald trees, stick it in the back of it, and go to another farmer and get some bales of hay and...
No, that's a good idea.
Stick some signs in there on the wire signs on the nice little cardboard that says Fairhope Hospice, and throw some bows on Denise, and you've got a man in the shade.
Some antlers on her.
Oh, can I please tell you about the most exciting little thing just love?
Sure.
The zoo's going to be here.
Oh,
and they're
going to
have all their animals.
Oh,
and I'm just
nice.
so pleased about that. And we're also going to have Wendy's, and we're going to have Wendy here.
Oh, good.
And we're also going to have Ronald McDonald here.
They're throwing out free hamburgers or
I don't know, but I'm going to keep those kids far enough apart so they don't get in a fight.
Yeah, let's hope there's no fighting between the two
of
them.
No fighting.
No food fights, right?
No,
I know the Dairy Queen and the Whopper had a falling out.
And the Dairy Queen is going to be there with her darling little red trucks. And then we're going to have, it's a pet of mine, it's the Kroger truck.
Oh, the old one.
The old Kroger truck.
That's
and it
nice.
Shows the progression of Kroger's through all the years from like 1938 on this truck. And if you haven't seen the painting on this thing, it is phenomenal. I just think it is so sharp.
Well, you know, speaking of Kroger's, my great uncle Walt was a chauffeur for BK Kroger. And we have a picture from him down in Cincinnati. He's got the boots up to his knees with the military hat and all that. So,
that would be
very
so neat
interesting
to see.
Picture,
it really
yeah.
would. You know, we are going to have 2 honor guards. We're going to have one to bring out someone I'm just so excited about. Tom Moe is our Grand Marshal. Tom Moe is such a neat individual. You know, he was the one with John McCain in the prisoner of war for so long. and he's going to be on the Grand Marshal float. He was so gracious to accept that honor, and he will have three of his grandchildren, and then he will also have some of the young and nice people that were honored last February from the Red Cross that were the heroes.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
So that'll be really exciting.
Oh, that'll be great.
This could be a great parade.
It's going to be an interesting and a fun parade, and I think that everyone should really enjoy it. No matter what the weather, it takes off at 10 o'clock.
Now, see, the problem is I'm going to be in it. I won't see it.
But see, you'll be out there where it's being organized.
So we'll get to see everything.
And so you get to see everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I'll watch it on TV all through the next couple of weeks.
That's
Stan
correct.
Has it
sure.
on. So,
sure. That'll be great. Yeah, we'll look forward to that. Well, Fran, it is just so exciting. And I love it because as we're talking about this, it's like, oh, I'm just so excited about this. And this is just going to be so good. You can, if you could see her, she's just beaming from ear to ear. And, you know, she's so excited. And it makes it exciting for us, too. And we appreciate all your hard work and effort because this is a community event. And, you know, it's something that we all look forward to. And Santa's coming, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Lancaster Board of Realtors is bringing in Santa.
Okay,
they
great.
Bring him in every year. And that's a wonderful project for them to have on top of, you know, we're involved with the Charity Newsies and Shelter Ohio and some different things like that. But we do more than stick signs in your yard and hope that they sell.
And this time of year, it's good to have a diversion, right, Fran?
That's correct. That's correct. And, you know, if my husband were here, he'd go, oh, she doesn't need another project. But, you know, I have another one in the wings.
Well, that's good. And I saw Mark Miller. And, you know, just to mention, you know, your husband has been such a friend of hospice and has been a board member and one of the original founders of Hospice of Fairfield County, our
that's
division
right.
under Fairhope. And so, you know, we really appreciate your whole family and all.
Well,
you do.
That Dr. Mark is somebody we just happen to like. How about it?
Yeah, we do.
And Mark Broback, or Mark, you really like having him for a neighbor, don't you?
He's okay.
Is he okay?
They have to call the police once in a while.
Yeah, I have to kick him out of my parking spot every once in a while.
You know, that's pretty bad.
Well, thank you again, Fran Miller, for being here, and for Rick Schneider and Mark Bohack. And I want to take a short break. You're listening to Fairhope Hospice Presents on AM 1320. WLOH, First in Talk Radio.
Talk Radio 1320, WLOH.